It was more of a family-oriented environment when I was there. We didn't really have a lot of issues. I think this is just an isolated event. It doesn't really, you know, tell what Howard is really all about. I think that school is, you know, about a lot more than what happened last week. And the students there, you know, really care about each other. It's just a, like I said, an isolated event that occurs. And it's been occurring across the country, you know, for quite some time now.
And I guess talk about your time at Howard. What was your experience like? What was your high school career kind of like? Just in school.
You know, like I said, to me it was more of a family oriented atmosphere. You know, I always enjoyed going to school. I think I probably missed 2 days out of the four years I was there just because, you know, I enjoyed being in that type of environment and being around the teachers because they really showed you that you cared. You know, with Howard being in Wilmington, the surrounding area is not that good. So that was kind of a place that we were able to go to escape off negativity.
If you had kind of a message, I guess, for kids there now, for the community, as somebody who's gone up and gone on to do some great things, what would be your message to students there, the community today?
Just that, you know, to be mindful that, you know, one stupid decision can alter your whole life. You know, those decisions for those girls to go into that bathroom and fight took the life of an innocent young lady, and it's going to ruin the lives of the parties that was involved. And, you know, you, like you said, that school is in a dark place being in that city, but you can't really let your environment, you know, determine who you are or where you can go in life. Like, I came from that city. I grew up in Wilmington. I walked the streets that, you know, most of the kids there did, and I walked the hallways and sat in the same classrooms as the kids at Howard. You know, and I just had the mindset that I wasn't going to let the negative things around me, you know, impact what I was going to become in life. And, you know, people just have to stay focused and stay on the course. Stop spending so much time worrying about, you know, the wrong things like social media and improving yourself to other kids and, you know, trying to be tough and all that other stuff. Just put your focus on, you know, changing who you are as a person so you can change your family's outcome and change the environment that you were raised in.